It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great Amber May show. Is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
AMBERMAY, that's fly. AMBERMAY, that's why.
Thank you for joining me today on the Amber May Show. We are continuing our look at what makes a strong family. We talked a lot about appreciation. I find that to be really important. Maybe it's because part of my love language, something I enjoy doing, is appreciating someone, giving compliments, building people up. The Bible always talks about building people up. Don't tear people down. So maybe that's why I really enjoy looking at appreciation. But maybe we should look at commitment, because let's face it, with the world we live in today and all the responsibilities we have and the long work week that we have and the times we're living in right now, it's hard, I think, to be committed to finding time to spend with your family. I think commitment is huge. And we can kind of break this up into commitment / spending time together or time in general. Where do you spend your time? So let's focus that today on commitment / where do you put your time at? And strong families have a sense of being a team. They identify as a family unit. They support one another with everything that happens in their life. They want to spend time together. They enjoy spending time together. I knew a pastor's family. I went to their church and they just had a really strong sense of family. They loved each other. All the brothers and sisters loved each other. The kids loved the parents loved the kids. I mean, I'm sure they had their problems like any family does. But the point was, I think it was so rare to find a family like that that just loved to hang out together. And when you have a family like that, you tend to realize, especially if you have children, that those kids always want to come to your house. When you have a strong family, and a family that's very committed to one another, a family that enjoys spending time together, pretty soon the whole neighborhood's at your house. It just, even adults get drawn into that because they, I think deep down, everybody wants a strong family, a family that's committed to one another, a family that wants to spend time together. I think that's really important. And what we should always focus on is this structure, and it's found in the Bible. And it's basically God first, family second, and everything else after that. So the first two is God. Love your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Also, you know, God says you're going to love me more than your family. So God's always number one, and he's given us the family. Just like we said, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing, he finds favor with the Lord, and God placed a wife in a man's life, then we should keep that in mind, that God is number one to us and he brought all the things number two. Which brings to me mind that verse that says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be given unto you. That's kind of what brings to mind as I think about the order of life. And we talked about also that the man is kind of like the high priest of his house. He has to get direction from God, and then he's to lead his family. And I think one thing that is so easy with the world we're living in is to not spend time together and be committed to one another. I think if a man sets that up in his house somehow, where they're going to spend the family time together, somehow it just kind of trickles down. I think it will have to start with the man. Now, I'm not an expert in this, but just from what I've seen, I'm a sociology major, and I have always liked to build my own hypothesis. And when I see strong families, it's usually due to the man of the house who sets into motion things as being there and wanting to spend time with his family and setting up activities in order to do that. But before we get into that too much, let's stick to what it means to be committed. And when you invest time and energy and heart, families that are a fortress in this area have a motto, family first, and everything on their schedule revolves around the family. They live to make the family successful. They pour their time and energy into the family. They have other responsibilities and obligations, but it's in all in light of making the family a strong unit. Of course, our commitment is to God first, and then everything else will complement that. But the best way to demonstrate your commitment is to your spouse first. And I know all of us ladies has heard this verse over and over again, but it says, then to women in particular in Ephesians, Paul writes that wives submit to your husband as unto the Lord. But he also addresses to the husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Isn't it interesting that the Bible has to command men to love their wives? I just find that interesting because over and over again you see that husbands love your wives. We're never as wives ordered to love our husbands. Perhaps it's because God put something inside of us that makes us want to deep down. And maybe a lot of women are like, I think you're wrong about it, but I don't believe I'm wrong about this. And it's just based on, again, some theories I have based on watching people, because I love watching people. Sociology is so interesting. It's something I've truly enjoyed taking classes in and stuff, but you get to observe people in their natural surroundings. And it seems to me like the families that really do well are families that their husbands acknowledge how much their wives want to love and honor them and do things for them. And basically, like we said last time, feel appreciated. And so I think deep inside of women, they already love their husbands and they want to make him happy with her. So they want to do things that are pleasing to him. And for some reason, I don't know if it's because of the fall of Adam, because obviously Adam loved his wife so much that he gave himself up for her. He died because he wanted to be with his wife. He wanted to protect her. He loved her that much that he gave up his life in the garden. The fall didn't come until Adam fell. That's when we all fell. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I just find it interesting that husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church. And what does that mean? Christ gave himself up. He put his life down on the line for her. The church rejected him over and over again, and you see that in all the gospels. And at the end, they wanted to crucify him. The people wanted to crucify him. But he loved them so much that he even said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So even when the church was nasty to him, or I want to clarify that, God died for the world, okay? And he was sent out and he had 12 disciples and he was talking to the Jewish people at the time in the synagogues. And so when I mean the church, it was that those people at the time that he was talking to and trying to share what heaven was like and what God expected all of us to do here on earth. Well, they did not treat him right at all. They mocked him. At one point, they wanted to kill him, and they tried to push him off of a mountain, and somehow Jesus walked through the crowds unnoticed and got away from that. That's written in the Gospel of John, if you want to check that out. So he went through a lot of... he went through a lot of that, and yet he still loved the people so much that at the end when it happened, so that they could have a relationship with God, he did that. Now that is the kind of love that God commands husbands to give their wives. And it all boils down to the level of commitment that you have for one another and also to Christ. We said that children need to see that you are totally, as a dad, committed to their mom, and vice versa. Moms, your kids need to know that you're totally committed to their dad. And your kids need to know that you both are totally committed to them and keeping your family together in a loving relationship. And children, it's their responsibility to have the same commitment to their parents. I mean, kids are ordered to obey their parents, and if they obey their parents, they're going to have a long life, or honor their parents, they'll have a long life. But you know what I found fascinating is in Proverbs 17 and 6, it says, children are the crown of the aged. Basically, to me, the same. The children's children are a crown to the aged. Basically, that's telling me that grandchildren make their grandparents proud. And parents are the pride of their children. Now, think about that. I find that to be true because I'm proud of my parents. I looked up to my parents. I feel like they've done a really good job with raising us girls as best they could. And I think a lot of kids want to be proud of their parents. And when their parents aren't doing things that are acceptable, such as maybe they're doing drugs or not even so much that, but they're just not being someone that they could brag about, it affects the children. And I just found that fascinating as I was reading through that. I found that children are just as important in this whole family commitment as the parents are. But I wanted to focus at first with the parents because that's where it all started. That's how the family started, with the mom and the dad, the husband. And about commitment, I think it's so important in the day and age we're living in to have a date night every week. You set one day aside and no one can bother you because you're taking your wife out and the children can't come and the cell phones get shut off, because with the life that we have right now, we get bombarded and it's so easy to not necessarily, I don't want to say fall out of love, or where the spark wasn't as out there like it used to be when you were dating. So I think churches should start a ministry where they can have date night and where someone from the church will watch the kids and feed the kids so the parents can start dating again and building that strong commitment, keeping that fire going. And that fire is what unifies the family. Because with the responsibility of taking care of the house and the kids and work, it's a lot on a marriage, and marriage needs a chance to thrive. And I'm a strong advocate of date night. So if you don't have date night, please start one up. Please start one up right away. I think it's so important to the commitment aspect and a key element to building strong families. Well, remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.
At AngiesList.com/Amber, you can find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. When you use promo code AMBER, you will save 25% off your subscription. It used to be difficult to find service providers you can trust, but not anymore thanks to AngiesList.com/Amber. So visit AngiesList.com/Amber today and save time and money.